Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. We're back to it here at Nebraska Central High School alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA, getting you set for our second match of this Big East League volleyball try. Again, Nebraska Central taking a break after a brief sweep of the Blue Jays in our first matchup, 25-11, 25-21. Now we get to see former Mid-East League member and, of course, current league member here in the Big East, Riley County, taking on Sabetha. Blue Jays, again, hung with Nebraska Central in that second set right there towards the end, but couldn't force that third set, but now we get former Mideast versus former Big Seven here tonight in the second matchup.
Yeah, and this is an important game to win for Sabetha. I mean, Sabetha did win the last matchup against Riley County, but they want to take this one as well because Sabetha sits at 2-18 in the district play, and currently, right now, Riley County sits at 9-18. They got nothing to worry about, but with the way things set up with Sabetha, they could be playing Nemaha Central on their first game, possibly going into regionals, and that's just something that they definitely don't want to do. And you know, they're two games behind Riverside. It's at 4-20. So I think with Sabetha right now, you know, it's a goal of trying to get this victory. They were out seniors 7-4 when they were playing Thunder. They out senior the Falcons here 4-3. So I think for the Blue Jays, they know that they have a little bit of a leadership advantage, you know, an experience advantage. It all just comes down to the execution and play and not falling to those same faults and negatives of game one against the Thunder, but, you know, instead take advantage now of the service line, take advantage of that net, and be able to dominate in the places that you couldn't find dominance against the Thunder.
Well, remember, you just mentioned again, we will have regular season matches going into next week, but from what we were told earlier tonight, the Acacias set to have these things seeded out here in the next, before the weekend. So we should know matchups potentially for postseason volleyball here in the coming days. So even though some teams will still play regular season ball into next week, we are about to pin down, which is what, of course, is a new setup here with how the regionals. You got four regionals. You got 16 teams per. They will be broken down into two 8-team brackets. And the winners of those 8-team brackets heading off to state that following weekend after that. So, again, a little bit different, but I think it kind of what they're trying to do is just avoid what Nemaha Central had to go through last year because of their sub-state. They were easily the top two team along with Beloit, and how do you match the top two teams in the state in the same sub-state when both those teams could argue were good enough to win state?
Yeah, and it's a great job by Acacia being able to sort it out the way it is this year, and it really gives Nemaha Central a chance to go and chase after their first state title since back into the 80s. So, you know, for this Nemaha Central team, they have a great shot this year, especially this year. They got a lot of great players. You talk about, I mean, Cammy Honeyman, and we talked a little bit about her, but, you know, she has a chance of getting over 1,000 kills on her career going into the postseason. She has over 940 right now. You know, just still in the regular season play. She could have 1,000 kills by the end of the year in just the regular season, but, you know, that's all to say. But right now, the Falcons and both the Blue Jays are going to take off for this district match.
So here we go. It is a non-league tilt between these two. Riley County in their blue road uniforms. The Grays for Sabetha. Riley County getting on the board first. Get a little bit younger roster, these Riley County Falcons. Marley Harmison, the sophomore, leading the charge on that first point. Here's Bolts for Sabetha. They set it up middle of the floor. It's tapped down by Wilkes. And the Blue Jays tied up here one apiece.
Yeah, and these teams have alternated their last three games against each other with win, loss, win, loss. So between the Falcons and the Blue Jays, I mean, these birds, they go at it, you know, every year. And they don't play each other that much, though. They play each other, you know, once or so every year. But, you know, for this team, it's a great opportunity for the Blue Jays to, again, take up another second district win.
Paxton Michael, the sophomore, the service error for the Blue Jays. So the Falcons, a 2-1 lead here, set one, match two. Of course, Nemaha and Riley County will be our final matchup of the evening. As this is Mina Spittler, the junior, serving it for Riley County. Here is a spike attempt defended well by the Falcons. Now they send it over on a free ball. Back of the line for the Blue Jays. Michael gets it up front. Here is Minold on a kill, and she parries it. The 5'7 junior, Krista Minold, not even sure if we called her name, if any, in that first matchup. But here, an early part for the Blue Jays in a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, that's just her 17th kill in the year, and for a player like her that doesn't get a whole lot of recognition, to be able to make a big, you know, sound here on the court and to get this game tied here early is, you know, great meaning.
Long on the hit there. That was Tegan Kennedy, a sophomore for Raleigh County. Blue Jays take a 3-2 lead. As they got their first lead here tonight. It's early portion, set number one against Raleigh County. Tapped across, battled at the net, hit up a couple of times. Free ball by Michelson across for the Blue Jays. Now middle of the floor, there's a set, there's a spike, and up on the rafters, and down it goes. A kill shot for Kennedy, and the Falcons tied up at 3-3.
And Kennedy just sent one long there. She finds the perfect kill shot. And that's just a player, you know, who can see their last move that they made and then take a look back and go, okay, this is where I need to connect the pieces this time up. She has another great setup. That time she takes the opportunity and gets the kill shot.
Raleigh County just 3 league wins to this point. Their wins against Perry Lecompton, Hiawatha, and St. Mary's. But they have lost to the Blue Jays. That is Sabetha's lone league win so far in 2024. Blue Jays have it, 3-3 tie. They get it across, diving effort, couple pinball ricochets across a couple of hands, and it was last touched by Riley Matoska, sophomore. Falcons couldn't get it back across, and a 4-3 Sabetha lead.
And you'd like to credit Paxton Michael Bear on the low free ball she sent over. I mean, it barely just went over the net, but it went down, and it was, you know, a jumble mess for the Falcons trying to get it and receive and put it back over.
Here's Bolts, able to put one down for Sabetha. Back of the line, Libero and Schofield had a shot at it, but just couldn't keep it upright. And a 5-3 Blue Jays advantage. Here is the serve for Arbery Schmelzley, and it's going to be an ace. Schmelzley, 6-3 now, the Blue Jays leading. You know, picking up some momentum as they kept off, you know, hung around in that second set, but Nemaha Central, but couldn't come up with a win, but starting out playing pretty well here, first set against Raleigh County.
They never took a decent lead here. They got a decent one, 6-3. They just have to work off of it.
There's another kill. Tegan Kennedy again, sophomore for Raleigh County, makes it 6-4. So Sabetha, the early 6-4 advantage here. Match number two, set number one.
Yeah, the sophomore Kennedy already had 2 kills here in set number one. We'll see what she can do more here as this game goes on.
Ada Bishop to serve. Bolts again, but goes into the net. And Raleigh County gets that point. Now 6-5.
Unfortunately, you know, that's a saying that you said a lot in game number one for Sabetha is into the net. Again, just being able to work up to get solid setups for your outside hitters and put them in positions where, you know, they have great opportunities to take a great kill shot.
Backside, tapped into the air. Falcons defended it well. Hopper, left side, spike, top of the net, out of play. Point for the Blue Jays. That was Holly, a freshman. This Falcons team riddled with sophomores. They got a couple of seniors, but it is sophomore and junior heavy. Right now a 6-6 tie.
Point for the Falcons, and Natalie Hopper was the one who was able to get the kill shot.
Blue Jays set it up, middle of the floor. And that was Drahota. Whistle blows. And that is a point for the Blue Jays. 7-6. As Mitchell, the libero.
After allowing that little 3-point run spurt from the Falcons, the Blue Jays, again, they just have to find that success. And here, success found with an ace. Haley Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell, the 5'6 senior.
She actually leads this team with aces, with 29 now on the year.
Adds to her total, 8-6. The Blue Jays leading. Blue Jays lone league win here in 24 against this Raleigh County Falcons team. Bolts had a good setup there, and somehow Raleigh County gets it across and down. Ada Bishop, part of that frontline help. Falcons get to within 8-7. They will get the serve back, and their libero, Gracie Schofield, will serve it up. Bolts getting it back, sets, fires, and a whistle, and they stop play on the violation.
Yeah, they're going to get the Blue Jays up on a lift, and that's, again, another unforced error that ties this game against the Falcons.
8-8 set and put down in the back left corner. It was teed up for Audrey Hawley, the freshman, and she buried it. And the Falcons take the lead. It's 9-8. They have scored 3 straight. back and forth we go here in this first set. Falcons and the Blue Jays, and then Schofield comes through with an ace. Miscommunication on the back line. And now a 10-8 Riley County lead.
And now the Falcons taking their biggest lead tonight. Now they just got to work off of it, and they're doing great. Again, only three seniors, a lot of underclassmen here, but we're seeing them successfully work. But one of those seniors in Schofield, she's done a great job, and here she's got a good dig.
Yeah, diving to her left, keeps it alive, onto the other side, and it sets up again. The freshman Holly with the kill. The Falcons got something brewing here. Five straight, they lead it 11-8.
I mentioned Audrey Holly, three kills here already. Just a freshman getting a lot of work done for number 12, but Holly, man, she's had a great first set already, just as a freshman.
Blue Jays trying to settle in. Here's a spike attempt. Two players collide, both okay. Schofield able to get it back across. Now the Blue Jays push it front of the net. Bolt set. Spike defended well. Falcons push it back across. Another diving effort by the Blue Jays here. Hits off the top of the rafters, and the Blue Jays, again with Mitchell, able to get it across. Here's the set. Here's the spike, and it's hit too strong by Riley County. And that one missed it by Spittler. And that stops the run there, 11-9. After five straight for Riley County, they now lead by two. Bolts on the serve, digging down, going up to get it. Backside, free ball sent across for Riley County. Mitchell, front of the net. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Too long there by Drahota. So a couple of miscues by both teams back-to-back, and it's now 12-9 Riley County.
Well, you have great stuff like that, Drahota just has to be able to, you know, settle down the heart rate, you know, take a nice little jump and lean, and then just put it straight down the back line there. She just took one that just, it sailed way too high, and that one went up to the first row of the bleachers.
Wampshire sends it across. Blue Jays, boy, go in the wrong direction, and out of play it goes, so the Falcons get a free one there. 13-9, they got a nice run here. They had five in a row, but now seven of the last eight. Gone to the Falcons. They lead by four. Bolts for Sabetha. From the back line, spikes it across. Falcons defend it well. They pop it into the air. Left side set. Spike defended. And too many hits for the Falcons. Blue Jays defensively getting it done. Paxton Michael and Macy Drahota. 13-10. Blue Jays get the serve back. Drahota, as we just mentioned, will go back to serve it. Listed at 5'10", a sophomore, and a service error into the net. 14-10, Riley County. They will get the serve back. And it will be Caitlin Allison, a junior. Spins it in the left. Bouncing it off the hardwood floor, into the air, swinging the right hand through, sends it across. Mitchell, front of the net, far side, Schmelsley spike, and it's defended by Riley County. Defense, the key for that point, and it's 15-10, Falcons.
Yeah, Marley Harmison, the sophomore up in there, also Ada Bishop. So both between the work of the sophomores, and that's the great work that you want to see here.
Allison again sends it across and delivers an ace. Momentum heavily right now for Riley County. A couple of subs in for Sabetha. Going back to that back line. As they're bringing in some extra bodies, getting some rotation in. Blue Jays set it up, front of the net. There's the spike, and it is too strong. Miss hit by Brooklyn Wiltz, the 5'5 junior. Or correction, yeah, it was Wiltz. So 17-10. So heck of a run here right now by Riley County, trying to extend on this first set lead. Back of the line, Sabetha sets it up, middle of the floor, bolt, spike, and she delivers a big point. Aaron Bolts for one there, and it's now 17-11.
Yeah, you just need one of your seniors to step up big. It was Schmeslin, the last one against the Thunder, I mean, despite the loss. But here, Aaron Bolts, you know, 5'11 senior, one of the tallest year, the tallest year on the court for the Sabetha Blue Jays. She's got to be a lot more dominant up there at the net.
There's the set. There's the spike. Blue Jays trying to get it over on a free ball. They do. Here's Wampshire, front of the net. Tapped down by Schmelsley for the Blue Jays. Far side, here is Matoska, but the Blue Jays this time able to defend. Another tap across there by Wiltz. Good rally here between the two. Blue Jays have it back. Front right, Wiltz again, spiking, diving save by Schofield. Now Riley County gets a chance. Bolts there. Another Schmelsley tap. Popped up into the air. Another set, another spike, another Bolts dig. Backside, another set, spike into the net, and a point for Riley County after all that. Missed it by Krista Minold. And again, probably the best rally we've seen to this point in this first set, and it's 18-11.
Yeah, it was an incredible rally by both teams, and a lot of credit to the Blue Jays, both in Bolts and then also in Wilts. I mean, Wilts had that incredible save, and then she had two kill attempts on that rally, but both of them just didn't go in. Falcons playing great defense and offense here.
Matoska, another chance to send it across. Bolts setting it up front. Wilts able to get it down. Brooklyn Wilts, the 5'5 junior, gets one back for the Blue Jays, 18-12. Falcons leading here, set number one.
Well, she had two kill attempts in that last rally, and here she only needs one. She finds her spot that she likes. She sets that one in for a nice kill shot.
So Wilts on the serve. Schofield to dig. They push it right side of the floor. Here's the set. Kennedy's spike is defended well. Schofield again has it up on top of the roof, and it comes back down on the side of the Blue Jays. Far side, Bolts set, spikes through a couple of hands, and it found its way through. Aaron Bolts, 5'11", needed all 5'11 of it to get up top of the net to get that one down. And it's 18-13, back-to-back Sabetha points.
Well, I mentioned that height for Bolts being near the tallest on the court, and she's got to use that to her advantage, and there she did, and here also a service ace.
And gets the ace in the corner right in front of the Riley County bench, and it's now 18-14, so three straight for the Blue Jays here, trying to claw their way back into this one. Wilts continuing to serve, swings it across with the right hand, Schofield front of the net, right side set, spike, and into the back left corner and off the fingertips of the Blue Jays back line as it's put down by Matoska. So 19-14, Riley County. Set number one, match number two. Just called her name, the sophomore Matoska sends it across on the serve, Bolts the dig. Michael gets it back to Bolts. Her spike, not much behind it. Matoska digs it up. Here's a left side tap. And Michael is there, but then it's put down by Riley County. It's again the freshman. And it's 20-14.
What's impressive here is this Riley County team is 0-8 in sets this year against combined Nemaha Central and then also Sabetha. They're 0-3 against Nemaha Central in the year and then 0-1 against Sabetha. But here, they have a chance of getting a nice win, not only in the league, but it doesn't count for a league win, but against at least a league opponent and also the district play.
Bolts a kill there, 20-15. As the Blue Jays again are trailing here in set number one. Trying to fight their way back. Schmelsley will serve. Little hesitation on the serve. Now sends it across. Falcons, front, middle, front, left. There's the set. There's the spike. The freshman again, Audrey Holly with another kill. 21-15 Falcons.
Well, that freshman has over four kills in this game, and she's doing a great job. She's settling in nicely. I'm sure this freshman, Audrey Holly, she's going to have a great career up and coming for the Falcons. And just the impact I'm seeing right here and just this game alone against the best, I mean, she's going to be a great player for years to come.
Boy, Schofield's doing a great job. The libero here setting it up, and there's a miss hit by Holly this time. So the Blue Jays get to within 21-16. As it will be Holly Mitchell again to serve it up. The libero for head coach Abby Stevie and the Blue Jays. Mitchell, 5'6", senior, sends it across with the right hand. Dug up on the back line. Riley County sets it up. There's the spike. Well defended. Falcons still have it. Middle of the net. There's Holly again. Diving effort on the back line by Schmelsley. Now tapped across. Well defended. Riley County's going to get the point. Scrambling on the front line. The Blue Jays couldn't get it up in time. And it's 22-16. Falcons a little bit closer to a set one win.
Yeah, it's all just about closure and trying to close this one out, keep dominating the net, and just hold out Bolts, and right there, you get a block against her.
Yeah, Bolts tried that little finesse shot, but that front line of Riley County saying no go this time, 23-16. Schofield to serve. Blue Jays, far side, there's the set, there's the spike, and it's too strong. It was hit hard by Trahoda, had the right idea, just couldn't keep it in play. It is set point here for Riley County against the Blue Jays here at Nemaha Central High School. Set number one, match number two. Schofield trying to end it right here. Far side of the floor. Bolt, spike, dug up there. Nicely done by Hopper. Hopper now, middle left, free ball sent across. Schmelsley, Michael, Trahoda puts it down. 24-17, Blue Jays not going away quietly.
that kill shot from Drahota, the sophomore. I mean, that should give her a little bit of confidence and a little bit of feel good. She's had a couple ones. I've gone a little far, put it too much heat, and, you know, throwing it past the back line. But right there, just a great kill shot, great discipline, but fortunately they lost her with a service error.
And the service error is going to give Riley County the set one win over Sabetha, 25-17, the final score, as the Falcons take set one here in match number two. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll have the second set right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball, it continues on here tonight at Nemaha Central. Brandon, Crin, and Kurt all with you. Dynamic trio here on the broadcast team once again. We've seen Nemaha Central take down Sabetha in straight sets, 25-11, 25-21. We're in the midst here of match number two, and it was the Riley County Falcons defeating the Blue Jays 25-17, set one.
Yeah, no, great victory for the Riley County Falcons. I mean, they went down 1.6-3, and but for Sabetha, you know, they just didn't feel like they were, you know, going to hold on to that lead very long, and they really did it in game 6-6. Then 8-6, Sabetha regained that lead, tied 8-8, and then, well, the Falcons, well, they flew away with it from there on, winning it 25-17. But real dominance. We saw Audrey Holly, the freshman, her step up. You know, she had over 5 kills in just that set number one. But we also saw plenty of else from the rest of the players down the lineup. And only 3 seniors for this Falcons team, and they showed out, and they showed the leadership, but so did those underclassmen. And that's what the impressive thing is, that the Falcons had underclassmen that were able to step up and play big. Sabetha, you know, they're a little leaner here on their seniors. So, again, Bolt and Schmeschley have to step up here for the Blue Jays.
All right, so here we go. It's a must-win for the Blue Jays in the midst of looking for the first point here. Riley County now on the far side, hitting to the near side and push it across on a free ball. Blue Jays set it up, front left. Here's the set. Tapped across by Wiltz, and it's going to be just a touch too strong, and the Falcons, just like set one, take an early 1-0 lead.
And all you got to do for the Falcons is work off what was working in set number one. And when you already take a 1-0 lead, now you just learn how to build off of it.
Here is Allison serving for Riley County. Blue Jays push it left side. There's the set. Schmelzley a kill. Just like set one, now a 1-1 tie after the first 2 points.
Yeah, and Schmelzley, she had a great game against the Thunder, though, be it the loss, but right here, you know, she's got to get going, and right there, you know, she holds this game at 1-1 early. She has a nice kill shot.
Sabetha, their first opportunity to serve, and it's going to be an ace for Brooklyn Wiltz, the junior. 2-1 Sabetha.
Well, she had an ace, one ace against the Falcons, set number one. She doubles that up here with her second ace, and set number two, she's great at the service line.
Wiltz again sends it across, back of the line, Schofield, front, tapped across, nicely done. Kind of that finesse fake-out shot for Caitlin Allison. He ties it up at 2 apiece. Riley County won the first set, 25-17. Blue Jays trying to avoid being swept out of here tonight, and there's a service error, which gives Sabetha now a 3-2 lead.
And if you're Sabetha, you just have to work off it. Aubrey Smedley, she's back here to serve, and you see how deadly she's been up at the net. Now she's got to be deadly here at the service line.
Smedley just grazing the top of the net, gets it across. Blue Jays now get it right back, push it left side, whistle, stoppage of play, violation against the Blue Jays, a 3-3 tie.
And violation errors, I mean, it is a stone for these birds right here, and they need to just figure out how to overcome that right now negative factor.
Here is Riley Matoska. Again, we called her name, a sophomore for Riley County on the serve. And Bolt's able to get it across, not much behind it. Now battle at the net, won by the Blue Jays and Bolt's. Nicely done on the defensive end. And the Blue Jays take it back. It's 4-3.
Yeah, and keep winning the battle at the net. I mean, Bolt, again, one of the tallest players there up at the net. She's got to be able to use her dominance and play effectively and put herself in great position.
Here's Hallie Mitchell to serve. Falcons get it front of the net. Here's the set. Spike Holly gets it through the defense, and it falls to the floor. Audrey Holly, a 4-4 tie. We've alternated 7 straight points. Back and forth we go here. Falcons won the first set 25-17. And the Blue Jays 0-3 in sets tonight after being swept out by Nemaha Central earlier. Here's a set and spike, and Wilt's able to get one across, but Holly able to finish it off on a third try. Blue Jays scramble. Here's Bolts, and she got one down. Difficult angle. She wasn't quite close to the net, but dipped it down across. And it's 5-4. Blue Jays get the serve back. Bolts the point. She'll do the honors here.
And Bolts, she was at that near side, still on the attacker's line. And being able to have that kind of angle and send a heater over like that on a spike, and that's a lot of veteran leadership right there and a great kill shot.
There's Tegan Kennedy, who gets one down for Riley County. So we continue to alternate points here. 5-5 tie. And Schofield, the senior. So Schofield, Wamsher, and Lori are the 3 seniors on this Riley County roster. There's another ace, this time for Schofield. So it breaks the trend of the alternate points. Riley County takes the lead back 6-5.
And Schofield as a senior, I mean, really, she's really only the one of the only seniors that we've really called out particularly, but that's because she's doing a great job of being in the libero and getting some saves and digs, but also on the service aces, and there she sends one over that Sabetha has a hard time to, you know, get back and retrieve. So right now for the senior, Gracie Schofield, she's doing a great job, an excellent job back at there, that service line.
Sends another good one across, Schmelsley, Michael, left side of the net, Wilt, her spike, and it is down in play. Front left to back right, Brooklyn Wilt, emphatic with the point, 7-6. Blue Jays get the serve back, trailing by 1 here in set 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned it. She felt good about that point. I mean, she know that she put that one right in a dime of a spot. So she put a little more confidence here in this about the team.
Falcons front of the net, Blue Jays defending, couple running at it. Now it is Schmelsley, batted up into the air, and the whistle is blown, and a violation is called. This one against the Blue Jays. So Riley County now, their lead is 8-6. This will be McKenna Wamsher, mentioned one of the 3 seniors, back to serve. Riley County now hitting far side to near side, as we said here courtside at Nemaha Central. Bolts, Michael, front of the net, Wilt's another try, and it's in there. Kind of a late call from the backline judge. Once Sabetha gets that one, Wilt's calling her name out a few times here, 8-7. And Paxton Michael to serve it.
Well, she's got a great verticality, and that's what helps her in these back-to-back kill shots that she has had. So a little bit of stoppage here, but otherwise, just Wilt, she's doing absolutely incredible. I mean, she's just a junior, 5'5", so not a lot of height, but she can dominate with her verticality up in the net.
Michael to serve. Then you got Riley County setting one up, and is that a heck of a shot? Mina Spittler, the junior. Haven't called her name much, but now it's a 9-7 Riley County lead. Caitlin Allison will serve. Falcons again coming in with a record of 9-18. As the Blue Jays get one back here with Wilts again, 9-8.
Yeah, three straight kill shots for Wilt on the points of the Blue Jays. And you got to have a player like that who steps up and builds that confidence for herself. Not only has she built confidence up to the net, now she has a chance here to build some confidence at the service line. Wilt will serve, sends it across. Wamscher sets it up. There's the spike dug up by Wilt. Bolts trying to keep it back in play. And a free ball was sent across. Falcons again, far side. There's the tap. Deflected. Down it goes. So the tip should give it to Riley County there. Ooh, that is...
They're giving it to Sabetha.
That's not the right call at all.
Yeah, I mean, you hear
clearly,
a little bit of a crowd reaction off that one. But.
That was clearly tipped and should have been Riley County's point, but the officials do not believe so. So now 9-9, and Wilts will serve, and she digs one in there for an ace.
Well, I just mentioned Wilts confident from the net, three straight kills, and here she's got an ace. I mean, that's just... I mean, the confidence is fiery here on this junior, and she's doing a great job of settling in.
Well, it goes a little strong there, so a 10-10 tie.
Well,
if you
want to
say essentially Riley County gets that point back, I guess. But
in a way, and essentially, yes, they do. But here, we got a great game in this set number two. Both teams finding out their positives and working off of it, but they also trying to minimize their negatives. And Blue Jays, they're doing a great job here with it.
Boy, there is a true bump set spike there for the Blue Jays, finished off by Schmelsley. Gives Sabetha the lead back, 11-10. She will go back to serve. Blue Jays bringing on a sub. That's Drahota back into the front lines, along with Bolts and Menold as well. Michael and Mitchell on the back line here for Sabetha as well. Riley County slaps one across, second try. Blue Jays goes high. Bolts front left, back right spike attempt, deflected in the air, and down it goes. Blue Jays again, 12-10.
You know, something I forgot to also put out there is Wilts also had her first ace on the year, so shout out to the junior on that effort. But between Bolts and Wilts here, they are both dominating up at the net, especially on kills on the year. But and Wilts, she hasn't been really too active in kills. She only came in the day with eight kills, but right now she's leading a pretty dominant charge in set number two.
Well, Schmelsley, a service error there, makes it 12-11. Riley County trailing by one. They beat the Blue Jays in set one, 25-17. Matoska will go back to serve here for Riley County. Spins it in the left, fires through at the right. Mitchell, Michael, Bolt, spike, dug up on the back line by Riley County, high into the air. Schofield settles and swinging the double arms through. Here's Bolts again, slaps the left hand through it. And now the Falcons with Holly. Schmelsley, battle at the net on the side of the Blue Jays. They got to get it across, and it's down for the point. Somehow Menold kept it in. 13-11, Blue Jays by two here in set two.
You know, we mentioned a lot of games. It's a game of inches, and right now for this one, it's a game of inches for the Blue Jays. You know, is it on the line? Is it off the line? But regardless, great kill shots taken.
And I think they got the Blue Jays
stepping over the service
stepping
line.
Stepping over the service line there. So 13-12.
Yeah, first mistake made with on that one on the service line, stepping over. But again, the Blue Jays, they got to just be a little more calmer here when they're getting their serves. You know, don't play too much heat and don't send it into the net, but also don't step over the line.
And Bolts mistimed her jump there. They set her up front of the net, but was going down as the ball was coming down and couldn't get a good hit on it. And now 13-13, we're tied. This is Ada Bishop, one of the sophomores here, serving for Riley County. Far side of the floor, here's the set, there's the spike, one-hand save, and somehow Schofield on a free ball gets it back across, well done by the Falcons. Here's Bolts again, a try, Schofield again right there. Far side, the freshman Holly defended by the Blue Jays, now scrambling the Falcons and able to get it across as Bishop, nicely done again by Riley County. Bolts another try, and this time she delivers. One time no, two times no, third time yes for Bolts and company. 14-13, Blue Jays, good rally.
There's a lot of saying Bolts because she strikes like lightning because really she's done every time she's up at the net. I mean, when you give her just a clear shot up the straightaway, I mean, she takes it and with great efficiency and precision, I mean, she goes real quick with the slice.
Sabetha has it here. Wilts a spike attempt but had too much on it. And a 14-14 tie. This has been nip and tuck the entire way in set two. These two fairly evenly matched teams. I think for the most part, records are a little bit different, but
You look at it on with the eye test, you see two very similar teams up here. Svezia again, nicely done, scrambling the Falcons, can't get there in the back right corner. Blue Jays retake the lead, 15-14. Again, they need this set to force a third.
The Blue Jays, they won earlier on the year, 2-0, a set sweep, two straight. They won't be able to get past one here tonight, though. They're going to have to force in three.
And the set try there by Bishop was not a good one, and it went out of play, so the Blue Jays take that point as well. 16-14, they lead it by a deuce. Sabetha continuing to serve, near side to far side. Bishop backside, Holly the freshman, tipped in the air, bolts there. Michael, far side, another Wilt spike, well defended by Riley County. Now Holly had to adjust and leaning back on that one to get it over. Michael again, front of the net, Schmelzley able to put it down. Momentum right now to the Blue Jays, 17-14, leading by a tray.
Yeah, they haven't had a three-point lead since set number one where they were up 6-3, so for the Blue Jays, all you got to do is find success and then hold on to that lead. Don't repeat.
That's a good point for Riley County, needing that one. 17-15, stops a little bit of a run for the Blue Jays. Both teams make changes here. Riley County will serve it with Wampshire. Got about every shade of blue between these two teams out here on the jerseys. Got the light blue, medium blue, dark blue. Felsley, Schofield defending well. Far side, there's a spike try by Matoska, but Blue Jays have it. Now Wilt's leaning back, but right to Schofield. Bishop, backside, tapped across, right to Bolts. Michael again with the set. Wilt's the spike off the front of the net. Falcons wanted a stoppage there. They don't get it, and now Wilt's able to finish on that one. 18-15 Blue Jays.
And Wilt's, man, she's had a great set number two here. I talked about her coming to this one. You know, not very high in the kills or the aces coming into this one, but she has one ace and four kills already in the set number two. I mean, that's already better than nearly her total on the year coming in today. She's had a great night.
Blue Jays have it, set it up front of the net. Schmelzley buries it. It's right in the front middle. Couldn't be more in the spotlight, and a timeout's going to be called. A must-win in set two for Sabetha, and right now they have a 19-15 lead against Riley County. We pause for 30 seconds. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Blue Jays serving. Paxton Michael sends it across, a near ace. Bishop there. Here's the set. Matoska puts it down, but the Blue Jays with Bolts defending well. Now Wilt off the top of the net, a one-handed save, and Schmelzley gets it across, but hit it too strong. So points out of the timeout for Riley County. They get the serve back, but trail by three. It's 19-16.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you, Brandon. I mean, it's pretty impressive that we've only seen two timeouts this entire night between all the games, but the first timeout here in game number one, I mean, the Falcons called it. And they called it at a crucial time because now they got back-to-back points coming out of that timeout.
They get an ace there. Caitlin Allison makes it 19-17. So back-to-back points for the Falcons out of that TO.
That's Allison's second ace of this game, first of the set.
Trying it again. Bolts right there. Michael Schmelzley with the tap. Diving effort. Another dive by Schofield. She can't keep it up. 20-17, Sabetha. It's been Wilts. It's been Schmelzley. Really, those two leading the charge. Michael's been doing a lot of the setting for the Blue Jays in this one. And Wilts again on the serve. Blue Jays trying to send it to a third set. There's a set. There's a spike. And that one is buried into the near corner right in front of us. That was Mina Spittler putting that one home for the Falcons, and they're back to within two. It is 20-18. And Spittler with the kill. Spittler now will serve it. The left hand hits it with the palm. Mitchell Michael, Bolts blocked. The push back across on the deflection. On the Falcons setting it up. Matoska defended. Hits it back up. Now the Falcons free ball, send it across. Michael, Mitchell, Blue Jays have it. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Minold gets it down, but defended by Wamscher. Another good rally. Matoska again, and it's deflected, so Riley County gets the point. Riley Matoska again, 20-19. And right now the Falcons, a little juice to them for the last five they have scored. Another left-handed serve, and it's going to be an ace, and we're tied at 20. Five of the last six have been scored by Riley County, and they have fought back to tie it here in set two as they try to sweep Sabetha here in match two.
Yeah, that's all out of the timeout for the Falcons called, and they called it a good time because momentum is going their way.
Well, momentum stopped for a brief second. Kill shot for Aubrey Schmelsley makes it 21-20, Blue Jays. And now she will get the advantage of going back to serve.
Well, you get the chance to silence the noise. You're up by one, 20-20, but when it's your chance here to serve, you have the opportunity to build that noise barrier a little bigger.
There's the set. Leaning and killing one down. That's Pagan Kennedy. Boy, leaning to her left and firing through at the right. Put a lot of heat behind it, and we are deadlocked. It is 21 apiece.
Yeah, Kennedy's third unofficial here stats, but third ace of this game. She has also had an incredible one, just a sophomore.
Another sophomore, Matoska, is going to serve. Riley County trying to sweep it. Blue Jays trying to force a third set here. At Nemaha Central, free ball sent across by Michael. Here's Holly, the freshman. Tap defended well by the Blue Jays. It is Drahota and Minold up front, and the Blue Jays take the lead back 22-21.
Crucial that, you know, at this end point of the game that you get real aggressive up there on the net. I mean, you don't want to risk getting into the net, but you want to be able to take those points, especially those dominant blocks, as you just mentioned, from Drahota. I mean, that was a great contribution for the point.
Mitchell crossed the way to Schofield. Here's a set. There's a spike, but it is too long. Pagan Kennedy had a shot in the back left corner, but just a little too much heat behind it. And the Blue Jays now at 23-21. Have a chance to force a winner-take-all set number three. A timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30 as well. We're back right after this.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Sabetha now with set point as Aaron Bolts put one away. Momentum to the Blue Jays, trying to force a winner-take-all set three. They lead it now 24-21. And Mitchell put it away. The libero, 5'6 senior, sends it across. Falcons need to put a little run together to force extra points, and they get it back across. Far side, Bolts stepping back. Get it across, though. Not much there on the spike attempt. Now Holly with the finesse touch, and down it goes. A diving effort by Bolts is not there. Falcons stay alive. It's 24-22. Falcons need to score two more points here to force extras. Now the Blue Jays trying to avoid giving this one up late. They have a couple points to spare here, but they need one of the next two to force that third set without any extra points. Here's Bolts, middle of the floor, tipped up a couple of times, battle with the net. Now Holly, two hands, and down it goes. Got it through the arms of Paxton Michael, and it's 24-23.
Well, the Falcons, they just know how to dominate right after a timeout. I mean, they gave the first point this time right out of the timeout, but they're coming back, scoring two out of the last 3 points coming after this one. They got to score one more to get this one tied.
Well, Bishop nearly got an ace, and the Blue Jays are scrambling, but they get it across. Bishop sets it up. There's the set. Spike, and down it goes. We are tied at 24. Three straight for the Falcons, and we go to extra points here. It will take more than 25 to win this second set. Blue Jays had a great opportunity, but now they're going to have to really fight to force a third set. Falcons trying to rally for a sweep. After the serve, front of the net, tapped across, diving effort. Bishop keeps it alive. Holly, two hands. Mitchell, back to Bolts. Sends it back. Schofield, front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike. Good defense on both sides. Falcons have it on a free ball over. Now the Blue Jays. Bolts, middle of the floor. Defended well and put down for the Falcons. It was Allison and Kennedy. The double team there. Four straight for the Falcons. And they are now sitting at match point.
There was incredible concentration by the Falcons in that rally. Just they were real up on the close net. It was like a pinball back and forth, but they kept it going.
Well, Bolts nearly had a great kind of misdirection shot there, but the Falcons were ready. Bolts again on a spike, defended on the back line. Bishop to the front, pushed across by Holly. There's the set, spike by Bolts. Another good defense play by Hopper on the back line. Good rally here. If Raleigh County scores it, they win it. And is it long? It is not. It stays in for Sabetha, and we're tied again. Boy, that was close to being out. But we're tied at 25.
And now we're seeing, you know, the best players, the stars of the show, just really arising here when the time is calling for him. And Bolt, she's got a great chance here at the service line to continue that star spotlight.
Well, Bolt's nearly got an ace there, but the Falcons get it across. And another tap down. It's Trahota this time, so back-to-back points. And now it is set point here for the Blue Jays. 26-25.
Bolts here, a chance to put things away.
Bolts will serve. Diving effort near ace. Holly with two hands, and it's down. We're tied again. 26-26.
And Holly, she used the two-hand push. She leaned right into it, you know, just past the attacker's line. She sent it at an angle shot, and it really looked like it was going to go far left, but it did not. It stayed right there on the line. And again, you mentioned it's dead tie, 26-all.
Schofield to the back of the line. Schmelzley now Bolts. Diving effort on the back line by Hopper. Here's Holly. Spike and kill for Raleigh County, and it's match point for the Falcons.
And Holly here, she's putting the team on her back. I mean, she's got more than 10 kills this entire game, and she's got a great opportunity to, you know, help this team put it away, but so does Gracie Schofield.
What a run we have had by both of these teams here down the stretch, but the Falcons trying to put it away. Holly has it. Bishop back to Holly, wants one, defended well, punched in the air, and Bolts has to get it across. She does to Schofield. Bishop again, Falcons play it conservatively there. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Well defended. Point for the Blue Jays. 27-all.
And, you know, Brandon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the furthest we've seen two teams go in a set this year. And, you know, what two teams better than these two teams who are desperately looking for a win in district play? I mean, these two teams, they are fighting aggressively for this win.
Now, Holly gets it across. On a free ball, Blue Jays set. Schmelzley spikes, gets it in there. It is set point again for the Blue Jays, 28-27. Mention the Blue Jays had a 24-21 lead, and they let that go, and now they're still having to fight, but it's out on a service error, 28-28.
And that's a crucial mistake you don't want to make. I mean, Blue Jays, they had back-to-back points on just perfect kill attempts off that, like, middle, between the middle and the right side of the net, just in between that mark. Just great both attempts up at that net. And here, Blue Jays, they got to find a way to put it away if they can find a way to, you know, get this next point.
We are deadlocked at 28 apiece. Schmelzley goes up high. Bishop there. Falcons back at the line. Schofield. Blue Jays settle. Far side. Wilt. Spike. Bishop keeps it alive. Now leaning back, this time it was Matoska. Blue Jays again, Schmelzley middle of the floor, batted into the air, sent back across by the Falcons. Wilts, left side, spikes, too strong. 29-28, it is match point again now for the Falcons. They have had three separate instances here in these late few points, but they get another crack here. Blue Jays, can they survive another point here? There's a spike and a couple diving efforts unsuccessful, and the Blue Jays do survive. 29-29. Goodness me.
I mean, someone's got to win by two here. I mean, we're going to, again, this is the longest set we've called all year, and this is a great one. Both teams going at it, but you cannot afford the errors at the service line.
Here's the serve by Sabetha. They want to set it up. There's the spike put down by Spittler, and it's going to stay down. A couple of miss hits by the Blue Jays. 30-29, another match point here for the Falcons. They had 29-28, couldn't do it. They had 27-26, they couldn't do it. Now they have another chance here. Tipped up into the air. Schofield. And leaning away, free ball sent across. Riley County now defending. Here's Schmelzley's spike attempt. What a diving effort. Whistle blew, but it was inadvertent. We continue on. Miscommunication on the back line. Bolt has to get it across. He does so. Schofield, front of the net. Tip, set, spike. Down it goes. And the Falcons come back and win it. Final point, Mina Spittler. And after all that, the Falcons are going to get the sweep with a 31-29 set to win. My goodness. How about that? 31-29 in set two. 25-17 in set number one. We'll take a break. Recaps the second match when we come back. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer or the owner?
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our second match here at Nemaha Central tonight ultimately ends in a sweep, but not without some drama and some fun. It was Riley County who pulled away from the Sabetha Blue Jays 25-17 in set number one. But, well, when you look back on it, Crendon, again, when you're the Blue Jays, it's nip and tuck the entire second set. Multiple lead changes continue to go back and forth. You took the momentum late. You had a 24 21 lead, multiple opportunities to put the game away, go to a third, winner take all set. Riley County, they score four straight. They get to 25-24. Blue Jays go back-to-back, get 26-25, so they have another chance. Can't do it. Two straight for the Falcons. They have a chance at 27-26. They said, no, I'm not done playing yet. Blue Jays go two straight. They have 28-27. They have another chance to put it away. Four of the next five, and then another opportunity after that at 29-29 at one point, and then back-to-back points for the Falcons. But again, Blue Jays had, what, five, six opportunities here down the stretch to force that third set. And credit the Falcons. When the plays had to be made, especially in those tough times late when they were trailing, they made the plays. And how about Riley County getting their first win over Sabetha in Big Easley play?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's not too often you're going to see a team who gets swept, you know, 2-0, and they don't use a single timeout the entire game. And in fact, it was only the Falcons that used the timeouts. They used the timeouts, and only in set number two, they were down 19-15, and they were having a good rattle off where they were able to get the game 20-20. And then when it got to 23-21, the Falcons were like, okay, we need to use a second timeout here, and we need to resettle ourselves and rethink some things. And they felt pretty confident coming after that timeout, and they didn't feel like they needed to use another one as they stayed neck and neck with the Blue Jays. I mean, these Birds, they fought it out. But the Falcons, they threw the final stone at the end, and they took the Blue Jays. And, again, this was just a great showing from the Falcons. I mean, you saw a lot from Schofield. But you talk about the freshman, Audrey Hawley, who had an incredible game. I mean, over eight kills on the game. She played her tail off. And then also Gracie Schofield, she had an ace. Kaylin Allison, she had two aces on the day in this game. I mean, upcoming, she might get some more against the Thunder, but then Tegan Kennedy as well, she had a great one. So, anyway, for this Falcons team, you know, they should feel pretty good heading into this final matchup of the night against Nemaha Central, who they also are on a 15-game losing streak to.
Well, they have already seen Nemaha Central this year when you look at Riley County, who, again, by the way, now has 10 wins on the year, 10-18 after that straight set wins. It was thrilling, to say the least, over the Blue Jays. So, again, tough night for Sabetha. They go 0-4 in terms of sets, 0-2 in terms of the matchups. But again, we got one more coming. Nemaha Central here now at 32-4. This will be a non-league tilt between these two teams, but nonetheless, we're going along pretty quick, and we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. A little bit sooner here in between the second and third match compared to the first and the second matchup, so not as much time in between as the teams are more than certainly almost geared up and ready to go, but a few minutes here, about a five-minute timeout. We'll send it back to the studio. Kurt will take care of you for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll bring it back for Nemaha Central and Riley County. It's our final matchup here in about 5 minutes. Keep it locked. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network.